Sometimes they're suddenly so watery that I can't stop the tears. So I don't think I have dry eye disease.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zum PTA-Funk, dem Podcast von das PTA-Magazin. Mein Name ist Julia Pflegel und ich bin die Chefredakteurin des Magazins. Diese Episode ist wieder etwas ganz Besonderes, passend zum Titelthema unserer Mai-Ausgabe von das PTA-Magazin, welches sich mit Augenkrankheiten, unter anderem auch mit dem trockenen Auge befasst, haben wir in derselben Ausgabe eine Folge unserer Serie Englisch for PTA. Eine der Autorinnen, Native Speakerin Jane Funke, hat uns den Dialog zwischen einer PTA und einem Kunden, der sich um das trockene Auge dreht, vertont, sodass Ihnen niemals wieder die Worte fehlen, wenn ein Kunde oder eine Kundin Sie zum trockenen Auge befragt. Auf Englisch. Have fun.
Good evening. What can I do for you?
I'd like something to soothe my eyes. They're red and they feel dry and gritty. Why is that?
It's usually because there's something wrong with the tear film. How long have they been like that?
For a few weeks.
Are your eyes uncomfortable all the time?
They're usually okay in the morning. They start getting sore in the afternoons. Sometimes they're suddenly so watery that I can't stop the tears. So I don't think I have dry eye disease. I also have difficulty focusing when I'm tired.
Yes, that may sound contradictory to you, but your eyes will produce an overflow of tears in order to compensate for the lack. May I ask how old you are?
I'm 52. Why?
Hormone changes in menopause are known to affect the moisture in the eyes. Do you smoke?
No.
What do you think is causing the dryness?
Well, I know that I don't always drink enough. The office is air-conditioned and I'm in front of the computer monitor most of the time, which doesn't help.
That's because your eyes don't blink often enough to keep the surface lubricated. The cells on the surface of the eye have no blood supply. They rely on the aqueous layer in tears for oxygen and nutrients. In a healthy person, the tear fluid is renewed every 7 to 8 minutes.
I have used eye drops occasionally, but without much success.
That's partly due to the physiological constitution of the eye. The cornea's low permeability limits its absorption capacity. Less than 10% of the applied active ingredient achieves a therapeutic effect. Have you consulted an ophthalmologist?
No, not yet.
I suggest you do that as soon as possible. It may be necessary to carry out some tests to measure tear volume and tear film stability. A professional diagnosis may discover the root of the problem. It makes a difference whether it's the watery part of the tears that is lacking or whether the composition of the lipids is unfavorable. In the meantime, we could choose eye drops containing hyaluronic acid for the daytime. There are several formulations on the market using a special technique and with no added preservatives that can nevertheless be used for 6 months. If you need additional help for your eyes, you could apply a gel with a higher viscosity at night.
Can the dryness cause any real damage?
A dry ocular surface can lead to friction, erosion, and sometimes ulcers, which may reduce vision.
Oh dear. I don't want that to happen. Is there anything else I can do?
Drink plenty of fluids and try to stick to a healthy, well-balanced diet with plenty of fruit, vegetables and oil, preferably containing omega-3 fats.
That sounds good. I'll try to do so. Thank you very much.
Das war unsere aktuelle Episode vom PTA-Funk, dem Podcast von das PTA-Magazin. Danke an alle, die uns zugehört haben, uns downgeloadet haben. Danke an alle, die uns liken und abonnieren. Bis dahin und zum nächsten Mal.